This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Overtime win for the Buffalo Sabres. Yes, a rare thing to say this year for this team. Buffalo getting it done in the extra session. 3-2 the final. They beat the Oilers in Edmonton. So we welcome you to our Amherst studios. Brian Colziel, Paul Hamilton here on the Paul William Belts Sabres post-game show. Well, the Sabres got 2 points. I don't know if it was the way they wanted to get it done, but ultimately it doesn't matter. On a night where the Sabres win, McDavid and Draisaitl get no points. Jack Eichel's point streak continues. I guess you'd say, Paul, even though it wasn't necessarily pretty, some boxes at least were checked.
Yeah, and I'm a little surprised the way Edmonton played that. Buffalo was the tired team coming from Vancouver and got outshot 12-4 in the second period. And the Oilers were content to let the third period be a 6-6 shot event. You know, it really didn't put the medal down on the Sabres. Now, yes, McDavid, he made Montour look silly, went flying around him, and then he went in and nicked the crossbar. And there was a post by Draisaitl. But, you know, it was a night that they held the two of them off the board. I mean, so McDavid now in 8 career games against the Sabres now has 8 points, and Eichel in 8 career games the other way has 10 points. So, you know, you would think if you can hold the top 2 scorers in the league off the board, you can win the hockey game, and they ultimately did.
Yeah, they did. I guess you got to say good job defense. I mean, if those two don't score.
And they had their a couple of good chances, but it wasn't like the two of them were all over them.
And they're going to. They're good.
Those
yeah.
two chances by McDavid, quite honestly, I think were his first 2 chances of the night. And he had them consecutively. I thought Draisaitl was much more dangerous than McDavid was in this game.
Yep, I would agree. 3-2 overtime victory. Brian Colziel, Paul Hamilton here as we break down this one. The Sabres could have won it in regulation, Paul, in the third. VC had a clear breakaway, couldn't get a shot, and then Sherry a little later was all alone in front.
Yeah, VC, he tried to make a deke, and the puck rolled off his stick, so he didn't even get a shot. Sherry did, but good job by the defense of the Edmonton Oilers to wipe out Sherry after just one shot and didn't allow him to get anything else, and Smith was able to make a big save on that one. And I want to talk about, too, Allmark, that second save on McDavid, that glove save, that was a huge save. That's the kind of save I talk about. You know, if you're going to win a hockey game, you need a big save. Allmark came through on that. You needed a big save there. Otherwise, you don't win the hockey game.
McDavid had 2 good chances right away to start the third. One of them, that save that you mentioned. Sabres get it done 3-2. Let's take you through the highlights here as Buffalo starts off with a good first period. 4:08 in, Kyle Okposo scoring for the second straight game.
Still trying to dig it free. Now it comes loose to the front of the net and at the point. Left side. One timer. Scandella tipped in front. They score. Scandella with the shot. It looked from here like a deflection, but we'll wait and see. The Sabres nonetheless have a 1-0 lead.
Okposo's third from Scandella. Paul, Okposo making a nice return now in his 2 games back. He's scored in both.
Yeah, 2 games, 2 goals. That gives him 3 on the season, and that's his game. Be in front of the net. And when you're in front of the net, good things happen. When you're around the net, good things happen. And certainly that's been the recipe for him the last 2 games.
Later in the period, Buffalo going up by 2. This one courtesy of Johan Larsson.
Coming back the other way, VC drops for Asplund left side. Tipped in front of the net. Save and a rebound. Scores! Johan Larsson, after a tic-tac-toe play, breaks down at the last second in the Buffalo end. The Sabres come back and take a 2-0 lead.
Larsson's third from Asplund and VC. Larsson's been pretty good lately in the offensive side, Paul. He's been cranking up assists, and now he puts a goal in, too.
Now has 3 goals and 7 assists on the season, and 5 of those assists have come recently, and now he added the goal to it. So 6 of those 10 points have come, I need to count it up, I believe, in the last 5 or 6 games. And, you know, that's what I talk about when you need some production out of your bottom 6 guys. I mean, Johan Larsson now has 1 more point than Casey Mittelstadt does, and he's played 2 less games. You know, Oposo now has 3 goals and 4 assists. Gergensen's has 4 goals and 3 assists. And that's what you need. You need somewhere between 7 and 10 goals, I think, from a line like that from each guy. And then I think that's decent production that you're getting out of the lower guys in your bottom six.
So 2-0 Sabres after the first. Into the second, the Oilers get a pair of goals at 8:25. Riley Sheehan gets his first of the season on a breakaway. He goes 5-hole after a Reinhardt turnover. That made it 2-1. Then at 15:56, it was Nygaard getting his second of the season. He tipped home a Nurse shot of the power play to tie it up at 2. And that's where we went to the third. And we mentioned the scoring chances in the third for both sides. McDavid had a chance, Draisaitl, VC the breakaway, Sherry the chance. So it goes through regulation, all square. We go to the overtime, and then here we get the game winner, courtesy of Colin Miller.
Marcus Johansson in his own zone. He's going to skate it right at McDavid. Johansson drops it back to Eichel. He's got some room. Johansson down low. Cross-ice pass! Scores! Miller in overtime! And the Buffalo Sabres get the much-needed 2 points here out of Edmonton.
Colin Miller's first from Johansson and Eichel. It's the goal of the game brought to you by Revive Spine Center. Our only goal is getting you back to you. And there are all your moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers for all the moments in your life. Go forth to Firth. Paul, how about that game-winning goal? Eichel gets the assist to extend his point streak here as we go into our Sabres Core Group feature. A look at the Core Group presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Western New York, proud partner of the Buffalo Sabres. It's now up to a 13-game point streak.
Yeah, and you look at the goal, McDavid, I believe he was still on the ice when the goal was scored, and if he was, he played the whole overtime. It seemed to me like he was on the ice the whole time, and you're on pins and needles when he's out there 3-on-3, because with that speed, and then Edmonton wins the opening draw, it's like, well, this could be over quickly, and they made a bad play. Ristolainen gets it, then gave it right back to the Oilers. But then the Oilers did them a favor, giving it back to Ristolainen, and that was the last time Edmonton saw the puck.
And then really good puck movement there with Eichel down low to Johansson. And we thought maybe it was going to develop, Paul, and the Sabres did exactly what they really need to do. The quick passes there while you've got that space, take advantage of it, and Miller's able to shove it in. And Colin Miller, Paul, we know started the season very, very well. Then went into a rough patch when he and Dahlin, his partner, seemed to really, really struggle. And we know Dahlin's been hurt as of late, so we haven't seen him. But maybe this will kind of get Colin Miller feeling good about himself, because his game has been very up and down.
I thought this might be the best game I've seen him play since they were 8-1-1. I thought he had a really nice game in this one, not just because he scored the overtime goal. By the way, his first career overtime goal and first career goal as a Sabre. But, it was definitely, I thought, a much better game for Colin Miller.
No doubt. Final shot totals. There was only one shot in overtime. That was the game-winning goal. Sabres end up with 22, Edmonton with 28. Power plays, the Sabres on the night, 0 of 3. Edmonton gets 1 goal on their 3 opportunities. The winning goaltender is Linus Allmark, 26 saves on 28 shots. Mike Smith takes the OT loss, 19 saves on 22 shots. Your 3 stars, Nygaard is your 3rd star with a goal and an assist. Allmark is your 2nd star. He made 26 saves. Darnell Nurse is the 1st star of this hockey game. He had 1 assist.
But he had 2.
You're right. He had 2. Thank you, Paul.
Was McDavid on the ice? I know you got it up there.
He was on the ice for the game.
So he played the whole overtime, the whole 112, which means he was probably a little bit tired. And McDavid is going to be looking for offensive chances. So when Eichel gets the puck there, you probably think, well, you got a pretty good chance here, because McDavid's probably not thinking defense. He's thinking it's 3-on-3. Let's play some offense.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, our high-impact player of the game, who do you want to give it to, Paul, here?
Colin Miller.
Okay, Colin Miller. Game winner, 1st goal, 1st as a Sabre. It's the high-impact player of the game brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hardworking men and women. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. The attendance is 17,227 at Rogers Place. And the Sabres come home. They'll face the defending champion Blues on Tuesday. Note the start time if you have tickets. It's 7:30.
You reminded me, because I don't think I changed my calendar.
Yes.
I
believe it's an NBCSN game.
So you're going from one first-place team to the next first-place team from the Western Conference.
That's right.
Oilers were in first to start the day, and I believe the Blues are still in first.
Yes, that's right. So St. Louis and Ryan O'Reilly back in the building. He was. Did the Blues play after he was traded last year there? Okay, that's right. So he did come back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. No Ryan O'Reilly tribute videos. They've already happened. So next week, Paul, home for St. Louis on Tuesday, home for Nashville Thursday.
And then they're on the road again, I believe, at Long Island?
I think you're. Game? Yep, afternoon game on Saturday. Yep. So that's next week. Okay, Paul, thanks.
Yep.
So 3 out of 6 to finish it off. I guess that's what we talked about in pregame. That was ultimately, I guess you'd say, well,
It used to be, you know, you go 500 on a road trip, you're doing pretty good. And considering the way it started, I think they did pretty good to get 500.
That's right. Thanks, Paul.
Yep.
All right. We'll talk to Paul on Tuesday down at KeyBank Center. We'll also talk to our local affiliates then. We'll say goodnight to you. And we'll talk to you Tuesday night, 7:30, Sabres and Blues from downtown Buffalo. For all of you on WGR on our flagship, one more segment of the Paul William Belts postgame when we return. 3-2, Sabres win it on Colin Miller's game-winning goal. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Back here on the Paul William Belts postgame show, I'm Brian Colziel. 3-2, Sabres win in overtime. Thanks for being with us here tonight as the Sabres go 500 on the trip. 3 points, 1 win, 1 OT loss, 1 regulation loss. In that order, backwards. Win in the third of three. OT loss in the second of two. And then the regulation loss in the first of three. There we go. In that order. Very nice. 3 out of 6 points. As we said, Blues, Predators, Islanders, home road next week for the Sabres. All right, before we leave you here, let's grab the NHL scores. Brought to you by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. 4 other games in the league tonight. Winnipeg over Anaheim, 3-2. Jets get the win. Panthers remain a point ahead of Buffalo with their win as they get it done 5-1 over the Sharks. It was Arizona in a shootout, beating Chicago 4-3. And the Rangers blank the Vegas Golden Knights by a score of 5-0. 2 local college basketball scores to pass along. Overtime, Niagara defeating Colgate 90-82. And UB going into DePaul and winning. DePaul was 9-0. The Bulls win 74-69. DePaul, I likely would have been ranked tomorrow. They still may. But that's a nice win for the Bulls on the road. All right, NFL scores now. Let's talk about the Bills. 24-17. They fall at home to the Ravens. A chance late for Josh Allen trying to hit John Brown on a fourth down play. It just missed. As Marcus Peters knocked it out, Bills dropped to 9-4 in the season. Big Sunday night game next week against the Steelers. Why? Well, because Pittsburgh won again. They won in Arizona to improve at 8-5, so they're one game back. 23-17 is the final. If the Steelers win next week, they'll be tied with Buffalo and have the head-to-head tiebreaker. So, and Tennessee won again. They're only a game back. Now, the Bills have the head-to-head tiebreaker on the Titans. Titans rolled the Raiders in Oakland 42-21. Ryan Tannehill had 391 through the air. And 3 touchdowns, Derrick Henry scored twice. Chiefs doing a little help to the Bills if you still have division aspirations. They go into Foxborough, beat the Patriots 23-16 in that one. The other 4 o'clock game final, Chargers roll the Jaguars 45-10. Phillip Rivers, 3 touchdowns. Finals from the earlier games today, the upset of the day. Denver went into Houston and beat the Texans 38-24. The Buccaneers over the Colts 38-35. Jameis Winston threw for 456 yards. And 4 touchdown passes. The 49ers get a field goal on the last play to beat the Saints 48-46. Drew Brees in the loss, threw for 349 yards and 5 touchdowns. The Jets, just like the 49ers, they get a field goal on the last play to win. They beat the Dolphins 22-21. Vikings improved to 9-4. They beat the Lions 20-7. It was Green Bay 20, Washington 15. Browns over the Bengals 27-19. The Falcons beat the Panthers 40-20. Matt Ryan threw for 2 touchdowns and 313 yards. In the Sunday night game right now, the Rams in control at the Coliseum as they are in top of the Seahawks 28-9. Seahawks driving, but there's only 7 minutes to go, so it looks as though the Rams will be on their way to a win. Tomorrow night's Monday night game, Giants-Eagles. Eagles, of course, still can move into a tie for first in the NFC East with a win. the story for the Giants tomorrow. Eli Manning will be playing. Maybe his kind of swan song down the stretch here with David Jones injured. All right, our hockey game final.
I do want to stop you before we go.
Go ahead.
You left out the most important part of what next Sunday is. If the Bills win, they clinch a playoff spot.
That is the most important thing. That's right.
So I just want to make sure that the record is set straight before we say goodnight to our audience.
That's right. If you have division aspirations, meaning maybe a home game too, maybe even a bye too, here's what needs to happen. The Bills need to win out. Obviously, winning out meaning you're going to beat New England as well. You would need then the Pats to either lose at Cincinnati next week or home to Miami in week 17. So, now winning out.
You mentioned before.
Winning out takes care of one New England loss.
Sure.
So, next week, be rooting for Andy Dalton and the Bengals.
Is Dalton back quarterbacking the Bengals? Or
is
that, okay, okay.
Yes.
Did Lindley get hurt?
Yeah, he was hurt. Well, I think they just said,
"Nah, we'll just finish."
They just had enough.
We know what we have in
That's
him.
Right. Cool. Hey, if he has a great day offensively, the Bengals do, they can hang. New England, we know, just can't score right now. I mean, just 16 at home again today against a mediocre Chiefs D.
I can't imagine it's Andy Dalton who figures out the Patriots defense. But stranger things have happened.
Listen, you want to get the a couple more donations to the Dalton charity? You can bet that somebody this week is going to tweet out about it. Hey, go beat the Patriots for us, right?
Right, right. We'll give you another $1 million if you go and just take care of business again.
That's right. You know what? Super excited the game got moved to Sunday night. It makes the stage much bigger. It's obviously on NBC, you know, Al and Chris and the whole fun. It makes the game harder to win. I don't know. The Steelers in that stadium at night,
It's going to be
the crowd's more into it. I mean, if it's a 1 o'clock game, it doesn't seem as daunting. I'm not saying I think the Bills D is playing so well. I don't think the Steelers offense is that good. I think they should win regardless. But I think it's a teeny bit harder because it's at night.
That and also, I don't know how Mike Tomlin has taken this Steelers team and gotten it to where they have. I mean, they traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick earlier in the year, and the Dolphins are probably thinking, well, there's a top 10 pick. And now the Dolphins are looking at that, hoping that they don't make the playoffs and let that pick go into the 20s.
Yeah. No, it's going to be fun next week, no doubt. Okay, Sabres get a win. We'll talk to you Tuesday downtown with the Sabres and the Blues as we put a wrap here on our Paul William Belts postgame. Thanks, TJ Luckman, our network producer, Paul Hamilton with his analysis all night long. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, I'm Brian Colziel. OT win for Buffalo, 3-2. Colin Miller gets the win as the Sabres beat the Oilers. I'm Brian Colziel. We'll talk to you Tuesday night. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.